Now, what about that big red, that big yellow crookneck vegetable?
That's a squash.
Yeah. You got a white one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some squashes, well, I got yellow, all they want to try to eat yellow. They'll do them and have a crookneck in them. And you gel them in the right time. Don't let them get too hard until you just cut them up. And they cook all the pieces good.
Yeah. Did you have a name for it when you let it dry?
No. Don't let a squash dry. Not to cook it, not to set it.
We ever heard of cinnamon?
It's the only thing that, only thing a squash is good for when it gets dry, get seed out of it.
Yeah. You know what cinnamon
when
was?
When you serve that one for serve, you cut it before it gets dry. Eat it before it gets dry. Cut it up and eat it before it gets dry. And while it's tender, now the younger it is, tender, the better it is.
Yeah. Did you ever dry other things? Other vegetables or fruit?
I'll tell you what drying. I have dried apples.
Yeah. You make what?
Dried apples. Peel them off and take them out and put them up. Made pie out of them, and made preserves out of them, and things like that. Same way about peaches.
Yeah. What kind of peaches do you get?
Well, the Alberta peaches is the main thing. Then we had and that's a classy peach.
Yeah.
And I just tell you about another one, I wouldn't know more. Then we got an Indian peach.
Yeah.
That's a peach that sticks to the cob. You have to cut it off the car. Or bite it off one, that's on the easy job.
Yeah.
Make pickles out of them, they make the best pickles, my goodness alive. Just reach in the jar and get you a pickle.
You have to cut it off the...
That's right, you got to cut it off and bite all that corn, all that seed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kernel?
Kernels.
The kernel, did you say? You got to cut
it? Yeah, kernel, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you bite down on when you eat an apple, the part you throw away is the...
The core.
Yeah. When you dried apples, did you call them snips?
No, I never called them. We just called all of them. I know we called them just dried apples.
Yeah. And the skin would do what? It would...
Well, peelings. You take them peelings, or you could take them whatever you want. You take them peelings, make jet out, and boil them, make jet out.
Uh-huh.
Take them peelings. Peel that apple, take them and peel them, and boil them, peel them, and make jelly out.
Yeah. Now the apple, when you dry a peach, it would do what? It would.
When I dry a peach, you know it'll crimp up, it's small.
You say it'll do what?
It'll just crimp up, dry up, and it don't get plum dry, but just dry up, you know, and get it crimp up.
You say it shrivel? Would you say it shrivel? Shrivel. It does what?
Well, it just shrivel up, you might say, and get dry.
Yeah.
I have dried them in the sun. Just put them out in the sun, dry.
Yeah.
Just cut them up and peel them and cut them up. And spread them out in the sun. Let the hot sun. In the hot sun, you see, you just dry them out and they'll shrivel up. And when you get dry, you want, you're going to take them and store them away and use them when you get ready.
What kind of melons do you raise?
Melons? Well, melons, watermelons, let me see this gray watermelon.
What different types of watermelon?
Well, this gray watermelon, I'm trying to call the name of it. Long gray, round. We have another watermelon that's a little old. I forget the name. Little bit of a watermelon. Little old woolen one, not that big.
Ike
Buckman. The Ike Buckman.
Yeah.